by their request, if they're appealing, obviously, and if they have sewer available and they have to, or they have a non-conforming sewer and they go through this whole process, usually it's there's a neighbor that is involved, and we have gotten no cooperation, and we have We typically do not proceed with enforcement without having contact. So there's by this time there is, we've gone through a notice procedure that is prescribed, includes 4-5 mailings, it includes conversations, and if we've still not gotten any effort at getting it done, and of course we've already explored whether they're safety net eligible or not, we would then be taking them to code savings officer.
Thank
after
you,
due process.
Usual, your responses are very clear and understandable, and I greatly appreciate them. Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Lana. Is there anybody that wishes to testify on this?
I do want to find out about that 1,000 feet thing, though.
Be in touch. Thank you.
No one else signed up.
Okay. Well, this will move to a second reading, but before it does, I want to thank Bureau of Environmental Services staff for all their hard work and community outreach on this matter. Amy True in my office. And I particularly want to thank the Citizen Advisory Committee that really stepped forward to tackle a very dense subject. Those members are Melissa Stewart, Tim Jakubowski, Brooke Balaka, Mike O'Connor, Marie Philippi, and Ruben Daimling, I think. And then the PERB representatives who also helped on this, John Gibbon and Charlie Rosenthal. And I think I thanked Amy True, my office too. So great. Well, this will move to a second reading. And we are adjourned until October 24th at 9:30.
Nice job, man.